My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Chaf Vav. Perek Chaf Vav continues with the infrastructure set up by David before he passed the reins of the kingdom over to Shlomo. The Perek is divided into three parts. One deals with the Mishmaros, the watches of the Shoarim, the gatekeepers of the Beis HaMikdash. Two deals with the officers responsible for the treasuries of the Beis HaMikdash. And three deals with the Shoftim and Shotrim, the judges and enforcers responsible for law and order in the land. Starting with the gatekeepers. In Perek Chaf Gimel, we learned that there were 4,000 gatekeepers. These 4,000 were divided into 24 mishmaros, watches, that were under the supervision of 24 chief gatekeepers. The 24 chief gatekeepers were drawn from three families, the families of Meshelem Yahu, Oved Edom, and Chosa. Meshelem Yahu is the same person as Shalom, who is mentioned as a gatekeeper in Perek Tes, the Perek dedicated to the returnees to Yerushalayim in Ezra's time. The first seven of the chief gatekeepers were sons of Meshelem Yahu. Oved Edom we remember from Perek Yud Gimel. After David's aborted attempt to bring the Aron to Yerushalayim, it was brought to the house of Oved Edom, where it remained for 3 months. The pasuk there tells us, "Vayevarech Hashem es beis Oved Edom ves kol asher lo." Hashem blessed Oved Edom and all that was to him. Based on our perek, which says that Oved Edom had 62 descendants, the Medrash quoted by Rashi learns that Oved Edom's wife gave birth to multiple children at once, as did his daughters-in-law. Das Mikra points out that the names of Oved Edom's sons beautifully reflect this special bracha. Sachar and Yisachar, both from the word schar for reward. Just like Leah called her son Yisachar because Hashem rewarded her for giving her maidservant to Yaakov, Oved Edom called his sons Sachar and Yisachar to reflect Hashem's reward. The name of his son Pu'ulsai relates to the word for payment, as in the expression in Vayikra, Lo salin pu'ula sachir, you should not withhold the payment of a laborer. Another one of his sons was named Yehosavad. Hashem is given a zeved, which is a gift. And he had a son named Nisanel, from the root Nasan, for Hashem has given. The 8 sons of Oved Edom, plus 5 of his grandsons, add up to 13 chief gatekeepers from the family of Oved Edom. Adding that to the 7 from Meshelem Yahu, gives 20 chief gatekeepers from the family of Kahas. The last 4 chief gatekeepers were sons of Chosa, who came from the family of Merari. As we've seen with the previous Mishmaros, lots were drawn, but these lots were different than those for the Kohanim and the choristers. Rashi explains, Ein Chozrin Chalila, we don't go back to the beginning, meaning we don't rotate through the Mishmaros week by week. Instead, hipilu goralos mi l'shar zeh mi l'shar acher. Rather, they drew lots to determine which chief gatekeeper had the responsibility to guard which of the 24 positions around the Beis HaMikdash. So each mishmar was assigned to a gate, not a week. The 24 positions around the Beis HaMikdash are listed in Pesukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Pasuk Yud Zayin reads, L'mizrach halevim shisha, L'tzafona layom arba'a, L'negba layom arba'a, V'la'asufim shnayim shnayim. 6 positions on the east, 4 on the north, 4 on the south, and for the asufim, 2 and 2, which makes 4. Das Mikra translates asufim as storage houses that were near the southern wall, from the root alef samach fei, which means to gather. Or the word asufim might come from the root yud samach fei, to add, referring to additional chambers that were built. The Beis HaMikdash is divided into the heichal, the inner area, and the azara, the outer area leading up to the walls. The entrance to the Beis HaMikdash is on the eastern side, which is guarded by 6 gatekeepers, and then there are 4 on the north and 4 on the south, as we said. As for the west, the area in the back of the Heichal, behind the Kodesh Kedashim, which is the Holy of Holies, the next pasuk reads, L'parbar l'ma'arav, arba'a l'masila, shnayim l'parbar. In the west, the gatekeepers were at the parbar. Rashi in Zvachim Nun Hei has a diagram of the Beis HaMikdash showing the parbar as an 11 amma area extending from behind the Kodesh Kedashim, behind the Holy of Holies, up until the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting to see a diagram in Rashi. I've never actually seen that before. The Pasuk tells us that there were two guards assigned to the Mesila, the path to the Parbar, and then two to the Parbar itself. As to the significance of the gatekeepers, Rambam in his Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Laws of the Temple, says, Shmiras HaMikdash Mitzvas Aseh. There is a positive commandment to guard the Beis HaMikdash. V'yafal pi she'in shem pachad me'oyev v'lo milistim, she'in shmiras so ela kavod lo. Even though there's no fear of enemies or thieves, guarding the Beis HaMikdash is an expression of respect. Eino domeh paltrin she'yesh alav shomrin, lepaltrin she'ein alav shomrin. You can't compare a palace with guards to a palace without guards. Think of Buckingham Palace, for example. An impressive palace is going to be heavily guarded. The fact that the temple guard is about respect, not about protection, also explains why the task was assigned to the Kohanim and the Levim, people of stature, rather than just anyone. The Mishnah in Midos Prek Aleph describes what a serious business the temple guard was. Ish har habayis haya machazer al kol mishmar mishmar vavukos dolkin lefanav. The officer of the temple mount would go around to all the watches with a lighted torch. The chol mishmar she'eino omeid omer lo ish har habayis shalom alecha. If any gatekeeper did not rise at his approach, the officer would say, "Man of the temple mount, shalom to you." Nikar shehu yashen chuvto v'maklo. If it became obvious that the guard was sleeping, he would hit him with a stick. Urashus hayalo lisrofes ksuso. Furthermore, he had permission to burn his clothes. I imagine that would do the trick. The second part of our parak deals with the treasurers, responsible for the storehouses containing the spoils of war that were dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. For the most part, these treasures came from the family of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk Chaf Daled reads, Ushvuel ben Gershom ben Moshe nagid al ha'atzeros. Shvuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe, was a ruler over the treasuries. A grandson of Moshe, living in the time of David HaMelech, would have had to have lived a very long life. The Gemara in Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, indeed said that was the case, that this Shvuel lived a very long time. The Gemara in Baba Basra Koftes in the Bavli associates Shvuel with another descendant of Moshe. In Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges, we read the story of Pesel Micha, an infamous incident of idol worship that took place in the territory of Dan. The pasuk there in Shoftim, Perak Yud Ches, tells us, Vayukim Alehem b'nei Dan es ha-Pesel. The people of Dan set the idol up for themselves. V'yehonasan ben Gershon ben Menashe, hu uvanav hayu kohanim l'shevet ha-Dani. And Yonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Manasseh, he and his son served as priests to the tribe of Dan. The Gemara says that the Nun of the name Manasseh in Gershon, the son of Manasseh, Yonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Manasseh, the Nun in Manasseh is written smaller than the other letters of the name, indicating that it doesn't belong there. Removing the Nun turns Manasseh into Moshe. The Gemara says, V'chim ben Menashe hu? Was this Yonasan the son of Gershon, the son of Menashe? V'alho ben Moshe hu? He was the son of Moshe. D'chtiv b'nei Moshe Gershon v'Eliezer. We know that Moshe had a son Eliezer. Then why is he called a son of Menashe? Elamitok sha'asa masa Menashe t'loa ha'kasuv b'Menashe. Because he, meaning this Yonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Moshe, because he behaved like Manasseh, the king of Israel most associated with idol worship, the pasuk associates him with Manasseh. The Gemara goes on to say that Yonasan, the son of Gershon, the son of Moshe, of the story of Pesel Micha, the story of idol worship, is the same person as Shvuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe, described as the treasurer in Divrei Hayamim. What happened? When David HaMelech saw that money was dear to the heart of this Yonasan. Apparently, he worked as a priest for Bodhisara not out of passion, but because it was a business that him and his sons had entered into. Minahu aharat ha'otzeros. David appointed him to be in charge of the treasury. Shenemar u'Shvuel ben Gershom ben Moshe nagid al ha'otzeros. Quoting our pasuk Divrei Hayamim that says that Shvuel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moshe, was in charge of the treasuries. V'chi Shvuel shmo? Halo Yonasan shmo. Why is he called Shvuel if his name is Yonasan? He's called Yonasan in the book of Shoftim, the book of Judges. Amar Rabbi Yochanan sheshav lakel b'chol libo. Because he returned to Hashem, he did tshuva, he repented with all his heart. So Yonasan of Pesel Micha infamy, the infamy of idol worship in the book of Judges, becomes Shvuel, who is in charge of the treasuries of the Beis HaMikdash in David HaMelech's time, because of the repentance that he did. Rechavia, a descendant of Moshe from his son Eliezer, from his other son, was also in charge of the treasuries along with his sons. His youngest son, named Shlomis, was chief over all of them. The Pesukim tell us that Shlomis was in charge of everything that had been dedicated by David and his officers from the spoils of war, as well as V'chol ha'hekdish Shmuel haro'eh, V'shaul ben Kish, V'avner ben Ner, V'yoav ben Srura, Kol ha'makdish al yad Shlomis v'achav. All that had been dedicated by Shmuel the prophet, by Shaul ha'melech, King Saul, Avner, who had been the general of Shaul's army, and Yoav, the general of David's army. We see that the Beis HaMikdash was in the minds and hearts of the leaders of the Jewish people for a long time, and small steps in the form of putting aside spoils and treasures were taking place for years until David actually started the project and moved it forward. Radak explains that the treasuries consisted of everything dedicated over the course of generations, from the wilderness until the time of David HaMelech. Shvuel, the grandson of Moshe, was in charge of all of them, while Shlomis, who was descended from Eliezer, the son of Moshe, was in charge of everything dedicated from the time of Shmuel onward. The last part of our parak deals with the Shoftim and Shotrim, the judges and enforcers who descended from Yitzhar and Chevron, the sons of Kahas. The pasuk tells us that they were designated for Malacha Chitzona, outside work. Ralbag explains that this refers to temple-related activities that took place outside the temple confines, like collecting pledges and dues. Additionally, as Torah scholars and teachers, they were responsible for guiding the people towards righteousness and justice, tzedek and mishpat, which were the hallmark of David HaMelech's kingdom. Recapping, in this parak we have the appointment of the gatekeepers of the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurers, and the Leviim that functioned outside of the Beis HaMikdash itself in keeping law and order in the land. In Divrei Hayamim Beis, we read that Shlomo HaMelech maintained all the institutions that his father had set up. Divrei Hayamim Beis Perek Ches reads, Ve'amid kimishpat David Aviv es machlokos hakohanim alavu desam, V'halavim al mishmarasam, lahalel l'shareis neged ha-kohanim, l'dvar yom biyomo, v'hashoarim b'machlokosam l'shar v'shar, ki kein mitzvas David ish halokim. And Shlomo appointed, according to the ordinance of David his father, the orders of the Kohanim to their service, the Levium to their charges, to praise and to serve with the Kohanim, as the duty of every day required. The gatekeepers also by their orders at every gate, for so had David, the man of Hashem, commanded. The next pasuk continues, V'lo saru mitzvas ha-melech al ha-kohanim v'halavim l'chol davar v'la'otzeros. And they did not depart, Shlomo, in establishing his kingdom, did not depart from the commandment of the king to the priests and the kohanim and the levim concerning any matter or concerning the treasuries. The shir is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.